Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on a getaway Friday, July the 21st, 2023. 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan and, of course, the Pastor Craig Friday program. Week number two coming up here 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. and then the Exchange Club today. Matt, Pastor Craig, and myself from 12:15 until 1, and we certainly look forward to that. So, Matt, how's it going?
Pretty good. How you doing?
Doing good. So here we are on Friday. What's on your mind? You get to come in once a week and vent your spleen.
I think it'll be interesting this Friday because Carrington isn't going to be joining us because she's on vacation.
We got a fill-in, though.
Yeah, we do have a fill-in.
I'll tell you, I talked to our fill-in. We're not going to tune in tonight to find out who the fill-in is. But I talked to the fill-in, and I laid on her two reasons that I thought she was not going to come back, and she said neither one of those was true. So we might have talked a little bit about that tonight.
Maybe. I mean, She...
When she seemed actually happy about it yesterday.
Like when I asked her, she was like, I actually don't work Friday, so I can do that.
Yeah, she seemed very, very happy. We actually had a long conversation yesterday about it. So, and she was surprised that people, because one of the reasons that was on the table that maybe she was not going to come back is that her feelings were hurt when she was here about something. And I brought that up to her. I said, and she said, I'm not that sensitive. She said, no. She said, I wouldn't even occur to me. So there you go.
I mean, that sounds about right.
Yeah. Which I thought is great.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's usually how she is.
So what did you feel? I know you listened to Pastor Whitaker's show as you're coming in. What did you feel of the conversation this morning?
I actually didn't get much of it. I didn't leave my house until late, so I got, literally the last, 10 minutes or so.
What do you think? Because basically the whole show revolved around perception being reality, and are people, you can see somebody as the greatest person in the world, and somebody else can see them as the worst person in the world. Now, why is that? The same person?
I think it probably has to do something with, the attitude that that person has toward the one person as opposed to the other, or maybe it's the opposite. Maybe the one person is aggressive to the person who they don't like, and then they just give the same energy. And then the person that likes the other person, it's kind of weird because there's just three people, and you just got to keep saying other person. But maybe they're just, known each other for longer or something like that.
Well, it's interesting to me, when I do an interview, last week Sheriff Bailey was on during this time. When I did the interview, I thought that was a very straight interview. And it was 90% Sheriff Bailey, it was his opinion, so on and so forth. And that's me, as a person, doing a straight interview. Now, of course you're going to adopt a different type of personality when you're doing the Friday night show. It's not going to be so much a straight, on the level interview, because that's not really what the show's supposed to be. I think you have to be versatile in that way.
I agree. I think the Friday night show is nice because it's like a round table discussion.
Well, and I have always felt that, do you think people's feelings have to be protected? Do you think we're a sensitive culture?
I think we're a sensitive culture, but I don't know that they necessarily need to be protected. People might want it, but the more you protect feelings, the more you're going to have to protect feelings. Because the more you protect feelings, the easier it is for people to get hurt. And then the easier people get hurt, the more they want feelings protected.
There are people who I have friendships with who basically the whole relationship is in the fact that we say nasty things to each other. But nobody takes it personally, obviously, because it's just not that way.
I bully all of my friends. You got it.
Oh, there you go. There
you have to.
There you go. Well, but I mean, I just think in general, would people want to be around that person if they, in general, meant all those horrible things?
I wouldn't think so.
Right.
But, like, I don't think that... The majority of the time, if you're around somebody you talk to a lot and you are insulting them, they're more like joking insults. They're not meant to hurt feelings. It's just kind of like poking and prodding, you know?
Well, I've always said, and I've said this for a long time, any place I have ever worked, from Sears to a restaurant, which I visited last night that I worked at when I was in college, when I'm around coworkers who are not necessarily my friends that I hang out with outside of work, one of the ways to get through work easier is to have fun with people. Because everybody says the normal thing. So I try to say the unnormal thing. I try to say the thing that you don't expect somebody to say. And that's just one of my ways to pass the time.
Keeps things interesting.
I think it's interesting. Because, you know, we work with a guy who says bad stuff to me. I say bad stuff to him. But we talk to each other every time we work together.
I think he just enjoys it.
Right, and I think that's what it is. I don't think anybody's trying to be malicious, because if you were being malicious, you probably just wouldn't talk to that person. I think that's real maliciousness.
I think so. Like, if you were going to... Yeah, I mean, you basically got it. If I didn't like somebody, I'm not going to waste my time and energy to talk to you. It's just a waste.
If you're in a group of people, chances are you're trying to entertain that group. Not the one... You probably wouldn't make that same joke if it was just you and just that person. Somebody's got to be there to overhear it, or it's not a joke. And that's why you do it when other people are around.
I don't know. I mean, I insult my friends jokingly all the time. It's just how I am.
Right, but I think sometimes that can be misinterpreted by other people.
I'm only responsible for what I mean, not what you take.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I think in general, you don't want to offend other people to a high degree.
Yeah, that's why I don't make joking insults towards people I don't really know, because I don't really know them.
Well, no, if you don't know them, I don't think you would walk up and make a bad joke about somebody. But I think you look at the people you're making jokes about. You know, if it's the same person constantly, then you probably have that type of relationship with them.
I mean, yeah, that's how me and all of my friends are, since I've known them forever.
I don't know. I just think it's fascinating. Do you think people put too high of an expectation on their kid? That was another whole conversation we had with Pastor Whitaker there, that I had seen a social media post this week in which somebody was competing in an athletic event, and before it started, the parent put high hopes on the kid, and I don't think the kid ended up doing as well as maybe the parent wanted them to. So does that hurt the kid now to be able to read that forever? And all the friends saw it, and all the relatives saw it, and so on and so forth.
I think it might be more so of, like, motivation, I guess. Not so much of, like, it's just gives the kid a reason to do better, I guess. I don't know. But, like, a lot of people do that. I think that a lot of people do put too much praise on their kids, but I think that, like, all parents do that to a certain extent.
Well, what do you think, we were also talking about thanking, and I think we got into a little bit of this last week, when you thank the spouse or you thank the relationship on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. I personally, at least, think that if you are in a relationship and you make like long, grandiose public post on Facebook about how great your relationship is and how much you love that person, odds are it's the exact opposite and things are getting rocky.
Yeah. Well, or you feel you need to do that because the other person needs to hear or see that. Because why wouldn't you tell them?
I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't tell them if the other person just needs to hear that, or, like, just tell them anyways. Posting it on Facebook is the same thing as, like, sending them a text and telling them how much you love them, and the only difference is everybody else can see it, too.
Well, like I say, if it's your friend or your coworker, I do get it, because you're not around them all the time. So letting somebody know that they're great, and it also, you really have no skin in that game. You don't have to say nice things about your coworkers or your friends, but when you're in a relationship, if you want to stay in that relationship, you're not going to go and attack them on social media. So my point is that when you say awfully nice stuff about them. I mean, who are you trying to convince? Are you convincing them? Are you convincing yourself? Are you doing it because people might have the intention that it's not that way? I don't understand.
I think it's that they think it's either that people want other people to feel that it's that way, or it's not that way, and they just want to keep face.
Well, I think people just tend to the dumb side. Now, see, that was something that I said to get a laugh. I think that was something that I said to get a laugh. Now, people will think that I'm calling people dumb. But no, that was just to get a laugh.
That was good.
Well, no, but I do. I think people really, it's a little strange to me anytime I see that. The only time I've ever said something nice, I believe, about somebody I was in a relationship with was maybe if they did something like a birthday. I'd say happy birthday to them. Isn't this person great on their birthday? But I didn't go out of my way to say anything like that because I would tell them in person.
That seems logical to me.
Because I'm seeing them a lot. You know, you're probably seeing them as much as you see your family and maybe even sometimes more. So why wouldn't you just tell them?
It beats me. It.
I think that's much better.
I agree.
But there are a lot of people out there who are mental. You know, they need to see psychiatrists, obviously. And they do not do that, unfortunately.
Sadly.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about this with Pastor Craig during the noon show, so maybe we'll do a little bit of Family Feud here. Now, our Family Feud category earlier was, name something that is supposed to be funny but is not. Now, we had three answers here, and we don't have any of them yet. Name something that is supposed to be funny but is not. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we do have a Del Taco gift card and a Del Taco beanie. By the way, Charlene, if you're out there listening, we still have your Del Taco gift card and your Del Taco beanie here. You can pick that up until 1 o'clock today. It's here at the studio. 740-383-9944. Name something that is supposed to be funny but isn't. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
What about all these videos you see of people looking at their phones and walking into something?
No videos, but a good guess.
Okay.
No videos on the list. Name something that is supposed to be funny but is not. 740-383-9944. Only three answers here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a prank or a joke played on somebody?
You know what? Joke is number one on the list. You got it. Joke is number one on our list today. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but is not. Jokes are number one. We still got number two and number three. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 27 minutes past the hour.
What were the three ones you got earlier?
We didn't get anything earlier.
Oh, I thought you said you had, were there just three?
Just three answers altogether, okay. And we didn't get any in the first hour.
I see.
So we have two left now. Jokes is number one. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not. Jokes are number one, and we've still got number two and number three. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, and we have the Del Taco gift card, the Del Taco beanie, and the African Safari Wildlife Pass giveaway to Port Clinton, Ohio. And don't forget Pastor Craig's show coming up next, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., and Exchange Club today, 12:15 until 1, and then the big Friday night show tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m. on this station. And I'm looking forward to that. Even though Carrington is on vacation this week, I think this person coming back, who's only been here one time before, actually only 1 hour before, because she didn't even make the whole show the last time, will be interesting.
I agree. It'll be nice. I think she did good last time.
See, I put her in the category of second best at this point.
I agree.
So she may be first best tonight, because if she comes in with the whole show and the attitude that I talked to her with yesterday, I think she'll be great.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And I think if we get here at like 7:30 tonight with you and her, she'll ease more into it than last time.
Yeah, probably.
Last time was kind of like, come in, sit down, let's do it, here we go.
Just threw her in.
Threw her in, like the deep end of the pool without any preparation. But I think it's going to be fun tonight. 8:15 to 10. This must be a hard category. Name something that's supposed to be funny, but that is not. Jokes are number one. And we've got number two and number three left on the list. Something that's supposed to be funny, but that isn't. 740-383-9944. And again, we've got the Del Taco gift card and the Del Taco beanie. All kinds of good stuff to give away today.
You ever hear about the guy who invented a car that could run on water?
No, I did not. What happened to it?
Supposedly, he got... Well, there's two possible outcomes. If you look it up, you will find one of two answers. One, he was either a con artist who was seeking investments for a vehicle that never actually ran on water. And that's the official one, if you want to go with that. But a lot of people think that he invented a car that could run on water and that the oil companies killed him for it.
Shut him down. Go ahead, caller.
I don't know what you mean by that, Scott. Like, if you they slam those pipes in people's faces, is that like a prank or a joke, too?
Yeah. Well, what kind of people slam things in people's faces?
Pranksters do kind of stuff. They do that kind of stuff.
Well, you're kind of close on this one. Keep thinking.
It's something like that, though, because to me, when people fall, it's not funny, but it is. You know, they don't get hurt, it's funny.
Right. Well, both of these, the other two answers are something that, they're both visual. It would be something that you would see that is supposed to be funny. You're supposed to laugh. See, well, I think what you're thinking is backwards. You're not supposed to laugh.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting, like somebody falling off the roof or something.
Right,
that's
right. You're not supposed to laugh at that.
You're not supposed to
but
laugh
you do.
At you do.
Yes, this is something that's supposed to be funny, but it just isn't to you sometimes.
But it isn't. Okay.
Yeah, I think maybe we're thinking of it backwards here. This is something that is actually intended to make you laugh. But it ends up not making you laugh. That's the other two answers. Like a joke. Like a joke is supposed to be funny, but sometimes they aren't. So it's that type of thing. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
A comedian?
Not a comedian, but close.
Okay.
Not a comedian, but close. So we're getting there. We're getting there. We've only got three here, and we've already got one. Jokes was number one. 740-383-9944. Things that are supposed to be funny, but that aren't. Go ahead, caller.
Those roasts, when they roast somebody?
Not the roasts, but that's a good guess. Not those comedy roasts. Now, see, that's an event where you say awful things about people that you don't really mean.
I love roasts so much.
But isn't that the whole point of a roast?
Yeah.
You say horrible things.
You get a whole bunch of your friends together to talk smack on you in front of a whole bunch of other people.
Right. So, but really, it's for the other people.
I mean, I don't think you would agree to go on a roast if you also didn't enjoy it.
Is there a kernel of truth in every insult?
I think so. I think there is.
Well, maybe. I think that's sometimes what makes it funny. But I think you just embellish it a little bit.
Like swing it wide, if that makes sense?
Yeah. Like if something happens and, you know, it's funny, but you can make it a much bigger thing.
Yeah.
You can make it much bigger than it actually was. Now, don't change it. I mean, you got to leave the essence of the story as true, but just make it bigger than it actually was at the time. I think that's the idea.
That makes sense.
I think that's funny. 740-383-9944. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but that isn't. Something that's supposed to be funny, but isn't. Now, jokes is number one, or jokes are number one, and we have two other answers. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So, any other things on your mind this morning?
When I was at my friend's house the other night, her dad told this story that I thought was kind of funny, so I'll share it with you guys.
Go right. Oh, well, let's take the call and we'll come back to this. Now, is this supposed to be funny, but not?
I think it's the opposite way around.
Go ahead, caller.
Clowns.
Clowns, absolutely. Number two on the list. You got it.
And they're coven mimes.
Yeah. Well, are mimes supposed to be funny?
I don't think so.
No. Now, we got a top 10 list we're going to do here later on during the noon hour, and then we got one tonight. These are rip-roaring top 10 lists.
Who wrote
I
top
was
going to
say top 10 list, but I figured out I better not.
No. Those are good. Hey, thanks. Okay. Our friend Bob down in Columbus.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're going to have two new top. We'll have one during the noon hour, then we'll have one tonight for tonight's show.
Nice.
So we're going to have fun. 740-383-9944. Name something that's supposed to be funny, but that isn't. Jokes are number one. Clowns are number two. What is number three? 740-383-9944. Okay, your story.
Oh, yeah. So my friend's dad was at work, and he said he was in his office, and then there was this new employee, and the new employee came upstairs and looked puzzled and asked how his mom was, and he was confused, but then he saw his friend behind her and he was dying laughing, so then Jared put it all together, and then he started dying laughing, and then the lady was so lost, and then Jared said, "Well, not good. She's been dead for about a year and a half now."
Oh.
And then they couldn't, like, and then the dude behind her just starts dying laughing. And then she was like, "Why would you make me do that?"
Well, you know, and that's, yeah. Well, see, now here's something that came up this week. Somebody said you can't make fun of the dead. But see, I don't think that's true. Like, next time I talk about Hitler, I gotta come up with some nice things to say because he's dead?
I mean, I think if you didn't like the person when they were alive and would say bad things about them when they were alive, then the same rule should apply.
I don't know. I don't think death necessarily makes you a better person.
No. Just like, if you didn't like somebody before they died, it wouldn't make sense to like them after.
But have you ever noticed, though, when somebody dies, even if somebody didn't like them, they'll say, "Boy, I'm sorry they're gone. I'll miss them around here." But they really didn't like them when they were there.
I think that's just putting on a front.
Well, because you don't want to speak ill of the dead. That's one of our mores in life. We don't want to speak ill of the dead.
I mean, I don't think they care.
Well, no, I don't think they care, but there are certain things people don't want to break. Certain.
Is it like a superstition?
I don't know if it's a superstition, but I think it's a social norm. People just don't want to break those because they think there's something, they've heard them for so long, and they've abided by them for so long. They don't want to step out.
I mean, I don't know.
It's hard to tell. It's like this category, something that is supposed to be funny, but is not. Something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not. Jokes was number one. Clowns was number two. What is number three? Something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not. 740-383-9944. You know, maybe I have to give a hint on this. This category's been horrible. These are things that you see. Visual things. That are supposed to be funny, but that are not. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We have jokes and we have clowns. What could the third answer be? 740-383-9944. Are you looking up a top 10 list?
Yeah, I'm going to...
Or a
Family Feud list.
See, the brain kicked out there for a second. I don't know. I've lost my books. I brought in two books last week. Big, heavy books. And I remember setting them here on the desk. And then I don't know what happened to them. And I thought I took them home. I looked in my car last night. I looked in my house. Could not find them.
Did you leave them in the garage?
No, I don't think so. Go ahead, caller.
Accidents?
Not accidents, but a good guess. Things that are supposed to be funny, but that are not. Now, these are visual things that you see. 740-383-9944. Remember, we're in the C category here. Go ahead, caller.
think I'm still getting it wrong. You get invited to something and nobody shows up. They know they're not showing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. No, not a no-show.
Am I still getting it backwards?
I think it's bad. Yeah, these are things that are actually supposed to make you laugh. But they end up not making you laugh.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I just get everything the opposite way. Okay.
Yeah, like a clown is supposed, it's there to make you laugh. But a lot of people don't like clowns. So it ends up not making you laugh.
Not making you laugh. Like, I like to watch cars slide on ice. It's not funny, but it makes me laugh. I don't know why.
Right, that's the opposite. Yeah.
I know. I keep getting the opposite. Okay.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, these are things that are actually supposed to make you laugh, but end up not making you laugh. That's the category. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So far, we've got jokes and clowns. Something that's supposed to make you laugh, but doesn't. That's the category. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, Pastor Craig, coming up next, 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m., fill you in on everything going on in the Marion area. And then we've got the Exchange Club, 12:15 to 1, Matt, Pastor Craig, and myself discussing all current events of the day and everything going on in the world. Go ahead, caller.
Comedians or stand-up comics?
Not a stand-up comic, but a good guess. All right, not a stand-up comic, but a good guess. 740-383-9944. Something that is supposed to be funny, but is not. We got jokes, clowns, and movies. Pastor Craig has joined us. Is this as hard a category as it seems? Are we just really down the rabbit hole with this one? Grab either one of those.
You must be.
You're like a politician. Get all those mics up in your face.
I have an answer, but I don't dare say it on the air.
But, is it, you know, things that are supposed to... I think people are getting it backwards.
They are. I noticed that. They're getting it backwards.
And I think it's a hard category in general.
It is. I mean, I really am stumped. I really can't think of what that third one is.
Now, we've got jokes and we've got clowns. Now, it's something you have to see. That's about the best guess I can give you. It's visual. And it's supposed to make you laugh, but sometimes they don't make you laugh. That's the category. That's the answer. 740-383-9944. Hopefully, we get it here. 740-383-9944. Ah, let's see. Oh, is this it? Oh, well, you know what? That's always the case. I don't know if that's supposed to make you laugh. But it certainly never does. It may be there to make you laugh, but it certainly never does. That's for sure. We got a top 10 list at noon today. That's going to be exciting, isn't it, Matt?
I love the top 10 lists.
Yeah, well, we've got one at noon, and we've got one tonight. So we cannot forget to get that in. Go ahead, caller.
Accident?
No, not an accident. No, I think we're still backwards in this category. Not because an accident is not supposed to make you laugh. Now, it might. But these are things that are supposed to make you laugh, but don't. It's very confusing. I should have never started this category. I really went down the wrong hole with this one. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things that are supposed to make you laugh, but don't. Jokes and clowns we got. What is the third answer? 740-383-9944. What's coming up on the show today at 11:15?
Well, what's coming up is we've got a list of, I don't know, 11, 12, 13 things to do or things that are happening around Marion in the next week. And it's really kind of surprising since I tackled this, the variety of things going on that you don't always hear about.
You know, there are a lot of things going on all the time, and I, you think it's because of the sheer number of things going on that we're having trouble?
Yes, I do. I think it's because of the number.
Go ahead, caller.
It's not like a comedy act, is it, where you're supposed to really laugh at them, their acts, but you don't?
Well, that would fall into the category, yeah. It's not a comedy act, but that's close to what it is. Similar.
It's not politics, is it?
Well, no, I don't think you're supposed to laugh at politics. But sometimes
know.
You can't help but laugh at politics. All right, 740-383-9944. Things you're supposed to laugh at, but things that are funny, but are not. They're supposed to be funny, but they're not. See, I can't even say the category, let alone get the right answers. Things that are supposed to be funny, but that are not. Jokes and clowns are one and two. What is number three? 740-383-9944. All right, that's where we are for now. We're talking this morning. Do you think that parents have high expectations of their kids? Too high expectations?
Yes, most definitely.
Well, what do you do about that?
You got to get, in some cases, you have to get the parents to realize that their whole life doesn't center around their kid and what their kid is doing. And I say that in all seriousness because I can think of a couple examples where, you know, it was an only child or it's the last kid at home, and they basically set their schedule around the child's activities.
Yeah, but has social media changed that?
It's made it worse.
Yeah,
because you can broadcast to the whole world that, you know, hey, my kid was chosen first for such and such a team or whatever, and you just broadcast it to the whole world.
But now, if you don't do as well as you were expected to do, do you think that hurts the kid?
I think it does.
Yeah.
I think it does. It puts too much pressure on the kid.
And they're never going to admit to it.
Right. That's right.
You know what I don't like is when they take pictures of people at their worst. You know, like sometimes a person will be in a nursing home and somebody will go visit them and they'll snap a picture of them and they really don't look like they did in life. They look disheveled and, you know, they're in a nursing home. To me, I thought, why? That person would hate to know that you were doing that. Right. And I don't understand that.
Right. You know, I heard someone comment, and this was 20 years ago, and his comment, he was commenting about the bumper stickers on cars that my child is an honor student at such and such, and he said, you know, it used to be 50 years ago that that was considered tooting your own horn or blowing your own horn, and that was socially, you know, that was a negative because it was, you were being self-centered, you know, that type of thing, and really, this whole bumper sticker, my kid's an honor student, has gotten worse with the social media. Because now it's just not on your car and on your front lawn. It's all over.
Now, if you are a kid, though, you know, Matt, you're a kid. If you're a kid and somebody says, let's say you're entering some kind of competition, and your parent puts out to the world, he's going to win that competition. He's either going to win it or he's going to finish high. Before the thing ever starts. I mean, does that put any pressure on you?
I think so.
So then what do you do when you don't finish number one or number two? Let's say you finish, you know, 32. Well, then what?
You blame somebody else.
Yeah, blame somebody else. Put it off on somebody else.
Blame the
Make a joke
post.
That is not supposed to be funny, but it is. I don't know. I find that whole thing very strange. Does everybody have to be number one? There's only one number one, and it's me. And beyond that, you got nothing else.
I think that it also got worse with social media because I think that even if not intentionally, I think parents, at the very least subconsciously, get a little competitive with their kids. Like when one parent makes a post about how great their kid is, the other one's like, oh, well, now I got to one-up them.
Now, do you attack other kids, though? Now, I saw a little bit of that going on.
Attacking children is never okay.
Well, what's a child?
Well, I don't know. Well, what age are you talking about?
Oh, like, it's probably either high school or early college.
I mean, I don't know. I still don't understand why why you're just attacking
that, them. Well, let's say they do something mean to their kid. Should you take to Facebook as a parent and attack that person?
I think that's more of a thing you go to, like, the school to discuss and let the school sort it out.
Not anymore. You go to social media and you rip them. What is that?
You know, the other aspect of it, Matt, you mentioned you go to the school. But actually, the other aspect of this whole thing is we've eliminated contact with other people in so many different ways. And one of these is if you've got a problem with what somebody else's kid did with your kid, you don't go to social media, you don't go to the school, you go to the parent. You go to the other family.
But now see, here's my question though. What is the motivation behind that? Because clearly you're not going to the kid. You're not going to their parent. So putting it on your social media for your friends and family to see does what?
Well, what the desired effect is, you want everybody to see what a bad person this is. Because, you know, you got your feelings hurt, or you're
sore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really compensation on your end.
Yeah, because you want to make the world see how bad that person is.
Yeah. And, you know, that's really probably a character defect.
Right.
It's like stealing a pot off of somebody's porch, a flower pot. But mine got ripped. Now, what did you know?
As soon as you said character defect, I knew you were going to come in with the flower pot.
Is that something that's supposed to be funny, but is not?
No. I mean, I was just waiting for it.
It's supposed to be funny, but it is.
Yeah, it was just funny.
No.
So you sit there with several, like six or seven different situations in your mind, and you're just waiting for that right opportunity to throw that in there.
You put that in?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess. I mean, that's not.
Are you awake this morning? You seem a little groggy this morning.
Did Washington not cross the Delaware?
Yeah. Did you miss? Did you pass by that this morning?
I guess so. You just
seem a little nondescript this morning for the first time.
I was just a little focused on making a list. I got three Jeopardy lists now.
Well, we aren't going to get through this list.
Apparently not.
No, we have no idea. Name something that is supposed to be funny, but that is not. Jokes, clowns. Gosh, what could be... There. If I give any, it's just going to completely give it away. You go out to Seavies. Okay, that's a big hint. You go out to Seavies sometimes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Something that's supposed to be funny, but that is not. Jokes, clowns, and this third answer. Something you go out to see sometimes. 740-383-9944. 51 minutes past the hour. I don't know why that was so difficult. Carrington's on vacation tonight, but we've got a fill-in, a good fill-in. I think it's going to be very, very fascinating.
I think so.
Go ahead, caller.
Movie comedy?
Movies, yes, movies is it. You have got it.
Okay.
All right, thank you. All right, man, you throw a category up there with 8 minutes left to go.
All right.
By the way, things that are supposed to be funny but that are not, aside from that list, was jokes, clowns, and movies. Burn that one. That was horrible.
Oh,
trips to the dentist were easier than that list. Go ahead.
I can't, bro. Trips to the dentist.
See, that was supposed to be funny and was. That's a whole different thing.
Things you fill with air.
Now, things you fill with air. A-I-R.
Yep.
How many are on the list?
There are six on the list.
Can we get through six in 8 minutes? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Things you fill with air. Well, this will be interesting. I can think of, two right off the bat.
Well, you got four to go.
Four to go. Well, I don't even know if they're right or not. We'd have to check that out. Go ahead, caller.
Tires are number two.
Tires number two on the list. Things you fill with air. 740-383-9944. Tires on the list at number two today. See, this category must be a little easier now. Now we're getting some calls. Go ahead, caller.
Balloons are number one.
Balloons and tires were what I thought. That's what I would have went to. Balloons and tires. So we've got balloons, tires, now the four more difficult ones.
Yep.
Things you fill with air. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say balloons.
We just got balloons. Balloons was number one.
Did you get the answer to the third one of that, jokes, and the other one?
We did.
What was it?
Movies. You said that with like a big question mark on the end. You know, sometimes movies are supposed to be funny, but they're not.
Okay.
We all feel that way about that category. It was very difficult.
I couldn't get that way at all. Okay.
Okay, thank you. It was so bad it drove her away. She couldn't even stick around for the third answer. It got so bad. 740-383-9944. Things filled with air. Is that the category?
It is.
All right. Things you fill with air. 740-383-9944. We've got balloons and we've got tires. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there? Well, I think we lost that caller. Call back in if that was you. 740-383-9944. I think here it comes. Things you fill with air. All right. Go ahead, caller.
A pool floaty.
A pool floaty.
Floaties are number four.
Floaties are number four on the... Now, see, I wouldn't have guessed that one. Floaties, number four on the list. All right. Things you fill with air. This is where we are. Go ahead, caller.
How about an air mattress?
Air mattress is number six.
All right. Air mattress is number six. We only have two left, right?
Two left.
All right. So things you fill with air, and what do we have so far?
So far, we have balloons at number one, tires at number two, floaties at number four, and air mattresses at number six.
Go ahead, caller.
Those things they fill up and the kids jump on them. For, I don't know what you call them. Inflatable toys or
Inflatable toys?
No inflatable toys on the list.
No inflatable toys on the list today. Things you fill with air. 740-383-9944. Things you fill with air. All right. Here comes another thing you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about footballs and basketballs?
Yep. That's number three.
Oh, we're down to one. Wow. We rip right through this category.
This one will be a little more hard to come by, I think.
Footballs and basketballs. 740-383-9944. Things you fill with air. One answer left in 4 minutes. Are we going to get it? But you say this is a difficult one.
I think so.
Something you fill with air. Go ahead, caller.
How about your lungs?
Man, I thought it was going to be difficult.
There
That's
it went.
The one. Lungs.
Lungs. You got it. Thank you. Wow.
Lungs was a good one. I like
that
lungs.
Took about a whole 4 minutes.
It did, yeah. That was pretty cool.
That was a very weak category, I think, which is good because we had a very difficult category prior to that. Yeah. So it's good to have a nice weak category. All right, here comes another maybe guess or question or comment. Maybe. Oh, maybe they heard the answer. All right, if you have anything you'd like to say in the last 3 minutes, 740-383-9944. Pastor Craig coming up next, going to fill you in on what's going on in the area, so stay tuned for that, 11:15 to 12 p.m., and then we'll all get back together and discuss everything going on in the world today. One of the things we're going to discuss is have people forgotten President Harding? That's an interesting subject. You know, the whole reflaying went on last Saturday, and I don't think anybody knew about it. And maybe we'll discuss some more of this. Do people put too much of an expectation on their kids? I think they might. Go ahead, caller.
Did you get the one with the climbing, the last two?
No,
was
no.
Gone?
No, give me a guess on
that. Gone then?
No, go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I just wondered if you got those because I had to get up and go and I don't have a radio to take with me.
No, we didn't get those.
Okay.
Okay. But if you have a guess... That was yesterday, but I do remember the two answers that we did not get. I think it was things you climb, wasn't it? I think that was the category. I think it was things you climb. 740-383-9944. There were two answers left on the list. I don't remember the ones that we got, but I remember which two we did not get. Things you climb, 58 minutes past the hour. So we'll get back together at noon, and we'll do the exchange club, which will be a lot of fun. Go ahead, caller.
On that things you climb, was your hint you said it started with an R?
I think one did start with an R, yes.
Is it rungs of a ladder?
Not rungs of a ladder. That's a good one. Not rungs of a ladder. One did begin with an R. I think one began with an R and one began with a C. I think. You know, it's hard. I don't have it in front of me, so it's kind of hard to remember. But I don't commit those to memory. But maybe I should. So tonight, 8:15 to 10 p.m., it'll be Matt and Sean and I and mystery guest, who has been on once before, but only 1 hour. But tonight, she'll be here at 7:30 for the pre-show and the whole 2 hours, right?
Yes. It'll be amazing.
Now, are you sure?
I think so.
Are you setting a high expectation? like people do for their kids, and we're going to fall into the abyss.
Possible, I guess, but I don't think so. I mean, she did good last time, and she got no preparation.
No preparation. She was just kind of thrown in, and she did great for that 1 hour that she was on. And I think tonight she'll feel a little more comfortable having been here and having done the show. So I think it'll be good.
Yeah.
So that's 8:15 to 10. Now, at noon today, we're also going to blow through one of our top 10 lists, and we've also got a top 10 list tonight that you're not going to want to miss. So don't switch anything. Stay with us. Coming up next, Pastor Craig's going to fill you in on everything going on in the community and maybe a little beyond. You never know. Coming up here on WGH. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From broadcasting legends Charlie Evers and Marianne Michaels. Marianne, what, 30 years in Marion City Schools?
Yes.
Did you ever think you'd live to see the day?
No. I mean, that was atrocious, I think. Absolutely horrible. No, never had anything like that. I'll tell you what, I can't ever think of a student that I didn't like.
Yeah.
And I mean that sincerely.
Well, you know, it's funny, though, because Mary Ellen Withrow was in here last week, and we talked about Hillary, and she said one of the biggest obstacles she will face is because they're harder on women.
They certainly are.
Who get older than men.
Yes.
Yeah. Hillary needs a new hairdo, though, I'll say that.
See, you would never say that about a man.
No.
You would never say a man needs a new hairdo.
And that upsets me, Charlie.
Yeah, why would you say
Hillary,
that?
Hillary, her hair isn't very creative. I mean, sometimes this long, straight long, and she could look a million bucks better with a good hairdresser.
Well, why don't you write her a letter and tell her that?
Yes. Well, it would. That's one thing. You know, I like Hillary, despite all the negative things.
I would love to see a woman as president.
Yeah, they need to be.
Yes,
to show up the men for once.
Well, but you know, Great Britain's has had women as the leaders.
That's right.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495, webpage crtmechanicals.com.
Hey, hello everyone. This is Pastor Steve Whitaker from Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. You can listen to our show, The Pastor Spot, every week at 9:15 in the morning on Fridays, and you can call in if you have any questions. Maybe you need something we need to pray about. But every week we have a great discussion, and we look at the world through a biblical perspective, and we look forward to you listening to the show.
The Marion Towers Apartments are a supporter of WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Address 400 Delaware Avenue. Phone number 740-387-9050.
Don't miss the Dublin Irish Festival, August 4th through 6th. Celebrate all things Irish with live music, dance, great food and more. Get your tickets at DublinIrishFestival.org before July 23rd to save. Sláinte.
Are you tired of the normal zoo experience and looking for an exciting way to interact with animals up close? Come to the African Safari Wildlife Park for your chance to meet over 400 exotic animals face to face. No other park comes this close. Not only will you be able to get up close and personal with the animals as you feed them from inside your own vehicle, but all the shows and attractions are included in the price of admission. As the only drive-through safari in the Midwest, African Safari Wildlife Park is sure to help create memories you and your family will never forget. Take Route 2 to the Route 53 North exit and follow the signs. Just 17 miles west of Cedar Point via Route 6 in Port Clinton, Ohio. Open every day, rain or shine. We can't wait to see you this summer.
Mike's Mowing is a proud supporter of WGH Radio. Telephone number 740-396-8154. That number again, 740-396-8154.
Adam Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com. Telephone number 740-531-2326. Also available mobile notary services in Central and Mid-Ohio.
We here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM are proud to present Magnificent Marian Moments. In 1886, three newspapers operated in the town, including the Marian Star, with Warren G. Harding, eventual President of the United States, serving as the paper's editor. In addition to the newspapers, 15 churches and 4 banks existed in the community.
This is Mary Ellen Withrow, and you are listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Find us on Facebook by searching WWGH Marion, Ohio 107.1 FM, and clicking like for exclusive content.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email scott at wwgh1071.com and watch out for the chopper. And now a few words from Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted, did you know President Harding's dog, Laddie Boy, had a gold collar?
That's not so unusual.
Really?
No, he had a golden collar. I have a golden voice. Tomato, tomato.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, the talking place.
I'm an IT guy, and I have an office, and I've got some computers in there, and occasionally they break down. Who do I turn to? What do? Well, I can always listen to Adam the Computer Guy. He's got all the information that I need to help me keep my computers running just beautifully. So if you have any computer information you need, you want to keep your computers running right, and you want to get the latest news and information, listen to Adam the Computer Guy, right here on 107.1 FM, WWGH.
Today's top and trendy technology topics with yours truly, every Wednesday and Thursday between 12:13 p.m. and 1, right here on The Talking Place.
Hello, my name is Glenn Coble, and I'm running to be your mayor in Marion. I was raised as a Methodist minister's son, graduated from Valparaiso University, have a 53-year-old marriage with 3 children and 7 grandchildren. I've been a PR professional in college athletics, finance, and the media most of my life. I'm running for mayor to give you a choice in a city and state that has increasingly become controlled by one party, which leads to a lack of honesty and transparency. I promise you that as your mayor, I will continue to listen and grow the city as Mayor Schertzer has done for his 4 terms in office. This year, with low turnout expected, I need your vote and the votes of your friends. Please support me, Glenn Coble, for mayor on November 7th.
It's now time for WWGH News. News about people, places, and plans. Brought to you live from the WWGH Newsroom.
This is Adam Lepp in the WWGH Newsroom. The 2023 Miss and Ms. Marion Popcorn Festival pageant will be held Saturday, August 5th at the River Valley High School Auditorium. Tickets can be purchased at the door, cash or card, $10 per adult, children 12 and under, $5 each. The Ohio State Highway Patrol has entered the 10th annual Best Looking Cruiser Contest, sponsored by the American Association of State Troopers. Voting for the Best Looking Cruiser is underway through July 31st at noon. Please visit the patrol's Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram page and click the link in any of the content posts to vote the Ohio State Highway Patrol as having the best looking cruiser. Last year, Ohio finished in 13th place. The patrol asks you to vote for them this year. The top 13 photos receiving the highest number of votes will be featured in the 2024 American Association of State Troopers wall calendar, and the photo that gets the highest number of votes will be featured on the cover. Marion City Schools has hired Samantha McMasters as the new Director of Teaching and Learning. She was most recently the Teaching and Learning Supervisor for the city schools. Prior to joining the district, she spent 8 years at Bexley City Schools as Director of Student Services, and prior to that with New Albany Plain Local for 4 years as the Coordinator and Director of Student Services. Kevin Michael Hainer is the new Assistant Superintendent. After serving in the military, he received his bachelor's degree in early childhood education at Lourdes College. From the WWGH Weather Center, Friday 78, mostly cloudy but dry. Mostly clear Friday night, comfortable low of 59. Saturday, mostly sunny, 80. Clear Saturday night, 59. For Sunday, 81, mostly sunny, passing shower or thunderstorm possible. Mostly clear Sunday night, 62, and expecting low 80s beginning of next work week and upper 80s later in the week with passing thunderstorms.